NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama offered a sneak preview today of one part of the budget he'll propose next week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama wants lawmakers to approve $215 million to help develop medical treatments specially tailored to each patient's needs.
Standing alongside a model of DNA, Obama said the time is right to unleash a wave of medical advances custom-made for patients' individual genetic makeup, lifestyle, and environment. The president's proposal includes $70 million to study the genetic drivers that can turn cancer cells on or off. He also wants to create a giant research database with information from a million or more volunteers.
If we start today and seize this moment, and the focus and the energy and the resources that it demands, there is no telling how many lives we could change.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander was on hand for the president's pitch. Obama says this is one part of his budget proposal that has bipartisan support. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Mitt Romney says he will not run for president in 2016. The Republican today said he's decided to give others in the party a chance at the nomination.
I believe that one of our next generation of Republican leaders, one who may not be as well known as I am today, one who has not yet taken their message across the country, one who's just getting started, may well emerge as being better able to defeat the Democrat nominee.
Romney had two unsuccessful runs for the White House in 2008 and 2012. The UN's War Crimes Tribunal on the former Yugoslavia has upheld convictions for five Bosnian Serbs involved in the Srebrenica massacre of 1995. Terry Schultz reports two of the men were appealing life sentences handed down by The Hague for genocide.
Former Bosnian Serb military officers Vujadin Popovic and Ljubica Biara said there had been factual errors and disregarded evidence in their original trials that led to genocide convictions for their roles in the killing of some 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995. But Judge Patrick Robinson told the two men while the appeals court would overturn some small parts of the convictions, they would spend their lives in prison for contributing to the worst massacre on European soil since World War II.
This chamber finds that the appellants have not shown an error by the trial chamber. It dismisses their arguments.
Three other men had their convictions for crimes against humanity upheld, though one sentence was reduced by a year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A report out today shows a slowdown in economic growth in the U.S. It slowed to a 2.6% pace in the fourth quarter of last year. The latest numbers are sending stocks lower today. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 67 points, the S&P 500 down 5. This is NPR. A South African death squad commander responsible for killing and torturing anti-apartheid activists has been granted parole after 20 years in prison. Dubbed Prime Evil by the press, he'd reached out to former victims while in prison to ask for their forgiveness. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the justice minister said he would be released in the interests of nation-building.
Eugene de Kock was the commanding officer of a special unit of the South African police that kidnapped, tortured, and killed many anti-apartheid activists in the 80s and 90s. He was given two life sentences for his crimes. But even some relatives of his victims have recently called for his release from prison. They argue that de Kock was a soldier under the apartheid regime. His murderous actions were state-sanctioned. In the 1996 Truth and Reconciliation Commission, de Kock stood out for his honesty, confessing to more than 100 murders and taking full responsibility for the actions of his undercover unit. The day and time of de Kock's release on parole has not been made public. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Belgian authorities have conducted another anti-terrorism sweep and have detained four suspects. Officials say the sweep is linked to the recruitment of potential jihadis to go fight in Syria. Police searched almost two dozen homes, mostly in northeastern Belgium, but they found no weapons, explosives, or ammunition. Stocks are continuing to trade lower at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow was down 84 points at 17,326. The Nasdaq Composite down 5 points. The S&P 500 down 7. This is NPR News.